USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in New Jersey, President Trump was pressed about delaying new tariffs on China.
We're doing this for Christmas season, just in case some of the tariffs would have an impact on U.S. customers, but so far they've had virtually none.
Tariffs on Chinese products, including electronics, video game consoles, cell phones, along with some clothing and shoes, were set to go into effect on September 1st. The new target for setting those imposing tariffs is December 15th. For the second straight day, protesters are in a Hong Kong airport. Gordon Chang is an expert on relations between China and Hong Kong. He tells Fox News,
"This is a leaderless revolution, and that gives it weaknesses and strengths. And it's very difficult for China to control it because there's nobody there to talk to."
The protests have been going on in Hong Kong since June. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump is in western Pennsylvania touting the growth of U.S. energy production and the U.S. economy. Rick Perry is the energy secretary. He tells Fox News,
"Reality is that the United States is lowering emissions, one of the only countries in the world. Matter of fact, I think about all the 194 that signed on to the Paris Accord, the U.S. is the one that's leading the world in reducing emissions."
The first lawsuit related to Legionnaire's disease at a popular hotel in Atlanta, Georgia, is filed. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
The lawsuit filed in Atlanta against the owners of the Sheraton Hotel after a man gets sick coming down with Legionnaire's disease. One woman who stayed there died, and at least 12 other confirmed cases. The hotel closed and is being cleaned.
In July, business owners' expectations for business conditions, real sales, and expansion were all up. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The family of a 91-year-old woman in Illinois is suing a nursing home where she resided after a video posted on social media in December shows two staffers taunting her with a hospital gown. Margaret Collins was a patient at a nursing home just outside of Chicago when a video was posted on Snapchat showing two nursing assistants teasing the woman with a gown. Collins' daughter, Joan Beeble, joins Fox News and shares her reaction when she saw the video.
When I saw it, it was total disbelief. You know, you're just trying to wrap your arms around what happened, and you know, you're disgusted by it, and then you're almost in a panic. What do you do next to protect her?
Mm-hmm.
We're at a place, at a nursing home, yeah, where she thought that she was absolutely safe.
Beeble also shares how this is affecting her now.
Well, you know, you're always damaged by it, you know, and, you know, we did move our mom as soon as we could find a place that met her needs. And but still to this day, you know, you just feel like she has been forever impacted by this. It was a terrible thing to have to move her at that age.
And as far as how her mother is doing?
Well, you know, she's doing fine. But I do say that, you know, she will be forever impacted by what has happened to her.
For more news, follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.